3CR, 855 AM, digital3cr.org.au, out of the pan with Sally and Blair on a Sunday afternoon. The two previous tracks before the messages was Devo and Whip It. I couldn't resist playing that as after an interview about Oz Kinkfest. Of course, there is lots more to kink than whipping it. Find out. Check out ozkinkfest.com. And an appropriate lead-in to our next guest, who's going to talk about a great women's event, Love, Sex, Intelligence, by the Shaman from the early 90s. Well, women's love, sex, and intelligence sadly sometimes gets demeaned, but there's one person, amongst many, of course, who's doing something about it and putting on a great workshop next Sunday, and that's Cindy Darnell, who's on the line. Hey, Cindy, how's it going?
Hello, Sally. Good afternoon. I'm going all right. How are you going?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Hey, we've got caffeine. It's all working.
Yay.
Yes. And
we love technology.
We've got caffeine and we've got radio. Hey, what more do we need? And we're talking pansexual issues. So there's the adrenaline. And, wow, you've got, an event that is well needed in terms of boosting people into another way. Next Sunday, tell us about Sex, Fire and Freedom, a one-day workshop for women.
Okay. Well, it's apart from what it says, that it is a one-day workshop for women, it's an event for women to come together, and that's cis women, trans women, anyone really who identifies with some variation on the feminine spectrum is absolutely welcome to attend. And the reason, and what we're going to be exploring, what it is, the messages that women get from society, from the media, from family, about what sexuality is. Because often women hear stories around sexuality that, you know, sex is dangerous, sex is about compromise, sex is about giving over your power, sex is about somehow, any time that you engage with it, that there's a risk that something bad might happen to you, which... Of course, sometimes these things do happen, but I think inadvertently the messages that a lot of us get about sexuality are really outweighed in the negative rather than in the positive. So this workshop is an opportunity to not necessarily redress the balance, but to create an environment where it's really safe to do some self-inquiry around those stories and go, how do those messages impact me as an individual? Which bits of those messages do I want to keep? And then which bits of those messages somehow prevent me from living the kind of erotic life that I want to live? And how can I cast them out and what will I replace them with? So the workshop is an invitation to step into that realm and explore sexuality in a way that I think conventional society really doesn't allow women especially to experience that. And that's not to say certainly that male folk or male identifying folk have it any easier. They have a whole heap of other caveats around their erotic expression. I don't feel it's my place necessarily to enter into that degree of work being not male identified myself. So I wanted to create an environment for female identified folk to come and explore what that means for them.
Fair enough. A lot in there, and you're quite right, a lot of negative messages for women in general, and you know, I think for trans women, sadly as well, about bodies and, you know, if you don't, and well, I'm probably trans, I'm intersex people, maybe trans men as well, you know, you don't have a body that in inverted commas fits expectations. So, you know, where does that limit your sense of sex, fire and freedom? So, you know, a lot in there.
Indeed. Yeah.
Yeah. And you are, you know, the good, as you said, it's for all sorts of women. And looking at the page cindydarnell.com, it is open to all women, trans inclusive of all orientations, single, poly, coupled, etc., which is, of course, important. And so I suppose to some extent that presents a little bit of a challenge for you because you've got to try and make sure it's framed for everyone of those possibilities.
Sure. And I guess, because this workshop is about the participants involved in it rather than their identity as such, that said, of course, identity informs the way that we engage with our erotic being. no matter what your identity is, or whether you're in a partnership or a trio or a quad or whatever variation of relationship you might be doing, or entirely single and maybe even celibate. I think sometimes we forget that people are celibate as well, and they're still erotic beings. But it's about your expression as an individual of your own erotic power and your own erotic nature that doesn't certainly doesn't involve genitals at all. We're not going to be doing anything about that, but more around personal development, more around how you see your erotic way of life and your erotic path in the world, how you can be more of who you are, basically. So for that reason, it is very broad and very open that you bring to the workshop whatever it is that is relevant to your life, because this is your process and your experience rather than me spoon-feeding you my values, for example. It's not about what I think. My role is to facilitate and hold space for you to step into being more of who you are.
That sounds pretty good. It's sort of, well, it's working with people, taking what they have and building on it, which is, you know, sort of perhaps over, getting to those inner true strengths that may be covered up for whatever reason and building on them.
Yeah, and really it's also about, you know, a lot of people carry a lot of shame around their sexuality, which again is not at all their fault. This is, you know, this is what happens when we live in a sex-negative society, where we live in a society where if you're not, you know, 5'10", blonde, muscular, whatever variation on that mainstream aesthetic that, you know, we're allegedly supposed to aspire to, that we somehow feel like our erotic identity sits outside of that, and therefore we can't be seen as sexy or even sexual. And I'm here to categorically say that is not at all the way it is, that sexuality and eroticism come in so many forms. And when we give that permission within ourselves to come forward, the way we are in the world changes, and as a result, the kind of experiences that we can have also change. And I know this firsthand from my own experience, and certainly from the work that I've done over the last 20 years, seen it happen for other people as well. Not that I'm guaranteeing any, you know, amazing outcomes necessarily, but the invitation to participate in doing something different to get a different outcome is very much where I'm coming from.
Fair enough. I've got to ask a question there. When you say your own experience, that is your own life experience as a, we'll say, sexuality type of counsellor, if I can use that term, or is it both?
Sorry, repeat that question.
So you said that you mentioned in what you had said your best things about what you've learnt from your own experience.
Yeah.
And was that your experience as Cindy the individual, Cindy the, we'll say, relationship sexuality type counsellor, or both?
Both, and look beyond. I guess, you know, my professional role as a sex therapist and a counsellor and a sex educator and a speaker and all of those things, they are all parts of who I am. There's not a huge distinction between who I am at a dinner party and who I am when I'm on stage. I mean, I don't necessarily reveal all of my personal secrets about, you know, who I sleep with and those sorts of things in a public context. But certainly the things that I value, the things that I hold very dear to my heart, they are present with me in all forms of my life, whether I'm being intimate with somebody, whether I'm being friends with somebody, or whether I'm in my public role as a therapist or an educator. That level of absolute respect and, I would say, awe for human sexuality is always with me. And that's why I have dedicated the last 20 years of my life to exploring that for myself, and then feeling more equipped to be able to offer that to other people, because I operate not from a place of theory necessarily. I operate from a place of practice. I don't ask my clients or the participants in my workshops to do anything that I'm not prepared to do myself. So in that way, I like to model and demonstrate safety and leadership by actually embodying what it is that I'm asking people to do, rather than sitting from a place of judgment going, well, if only you did this, you'd feel better. I'm talking about it from, this has been my experience. You may have a very different experience, but my experience has been, this stuff really works. And if it resonates with you in any way at all, come and have a crack at it.
Fair enough. And so, look, that's a very principled, I think, deep-rooted positive approach to the whole, to anything really, and so, yeah, all I can say is woohoo, you know, bring it. May there be more of it in society.
Thank you.
All right. So if people want to be involved in, those identifying as women want to be in Sex, Fire and Freedom, a one-day workshop for women, what do they need to do?
Go to my website, which is cindydarnell.com, Cindy as in Lauper, not as in Crawford. And on my other upcoming events section, if you click on that, you'll get to see, you'll see Sex, Fire and Freedom is the first one there in the list. And click through to there. All the information's there about what you need to bring, what's going to happen, what to expect. And then you click through from there to a try booking site to book in advance. There's no tickets at the door. Bookings need to happen. And the bookings will be closing on Saturday afternoon, Election Day, at 5 p.m. So you've got until then.
And how much are the tickets?
For full fee is $230, and what I call financial hardship, which that can have any interpretation that you like, is $180.
Okay.
All right, then. Okay. Well, Cindy, thanks very much. We'll let you get back to the family celebration.
Thank you. It's my grandmother's 94th knees up. So she's 94. I think I've got another, that means I've got another, oh gosh, I can't even bear to think about how many more years I've got left. So
and it's at least another 60 or 65 or something.
He's hoping that you do too, and I'll see you there.
All right then. Thanks very much for your time, Cindy, particularly
you're
in the
welcome.
Middle of
a have
gathering.
A great afternoon.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
The ever awesome Cindy Darnell, who, of course, as well as running that workshop and other things, is the driver behind Pleasure Forum Australia, which happens every month. Another one whose picture's in the dictionary, I think. Yep.
I've never been to a Pleasure Forum.
Ah, rock along. I'm not sure. What have we got on my... I do actually have, as I rustle through all the papers. Tuesday week it is, September gathering, Australian Porn, a New Frontier. So Australia's most prominent pornographers for a discussion on the nature of Australian porn. There'll be Angela White, Burke Wills, Ms. Naughty, Anna Brownfield and Gala Vanting. So Gala Vanting, I like it. And Burke Wills.
I didn't even get that until you repeated it.
Yes, cling! So, hey, it already sounds like porn and fun. So, without the eroticism. So, see if you want to rock along, do that. All right. So that's Tuesday week. We'll have more events coming up in a second, as well as election stuff and a couple of messages that have come in from last week's show.
Oh.
In the meantime, we've talked about women. It is Father's Day, so I dug out this Australian classic for the fathers. Here's Broderick Smith, 3CR, 855 AM, digital3cr.org.au, out of the pan with Sally and Blair.